I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto is receiving provincial funding to expand its efforts to vaccinate against COVID-19 this month, according to Toronto Mayor John Tory at a recent press conference. The Ontario government will provide about $76 million to help Toronto continue its mobile vaccination clinics, prepare pending vaccinations for children 5 to 11, and third booster shots. Tory announced that 84% of all eligible residents are fully vaccinated, with about 87% having received at least their first dose. Vaccinations for children are still pending approval from public health, with Pfizer the only approved vaccine for individuals 12 to 17 so far, and will be for children between 5 to 11. For the booster shots, the city will provide Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. These shots will go back to online bookings, according to Tory. Approximately 40,000 appointments will be made available starting on November 6. The next steps for Team Toronto, the task force heading the mobile clinics, are continued efforts in high traffic areas around the city this weekend, and to set up super supportive clinics for individuals who have a fear of needles, need to sit down while waiting, need a quiet space, need a companion, and who need an American Sign Language interpreter. Last month, Tory and Chief of Public Health, Dr. Eileen Davila, said the city's next milestone is to get 90% of all eligible residents fully vaccinated.
More than 2.2 million people have been vaccinated, and our focus continues to be on making sure people have the opportunity to get vaccinated. Our vaccination effort is a true team effort, and that includes the province of Ontario, very much so all the way through. So I want to recognize the excellent news we received today, confirming that the Ontario government is providing $76 million to Toronto Public Health to support the fight against COVID-19 and our vaccination efforts. This additional one-time funding supports the extraordinary costs associated with preventing, monitoring, detecting, and containing COVID-19. With today's news, Toronto Public Health is now receiving a total of more than $167 million from the province this year in one-time funding. This is a sign of the size and the scope of the effort underway in Toronto to respond to these unprecedented times, including our monumental vaccination campaign. But I believe it also demonstrates the important cooperation underway between our governments to get people vaccinated and to bring the pandemic to an end. It shows what can be done when governments work together in common cause to protect our residents and get through these tough times. And I am proud of the work that we have done as a city to build a strong pandemic partnership with the Government of Ontario, and they have returned that effort.
The city will continue to expand the vaccine plans as more approvals and supply rollouts continue in the next 2 months. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.